Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel said Wednesday O'Hare International Airport has surpassed Hartsfield-Jackson in flight operations so far this year. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, O'Hare recorded more than 585,000 takeoffs and landings through the end of August. That's about 3,000 more than Hartsfield-Jackson. And the first time in more than a decade, Atlanta's airport hasn't held the top spot for number of flights. But Hartsfield-Jackson spokesperson Reese McCraney says not so fast. The year's not over yet.
As we approach the winter months, the airports and cities in the Northeast and Midwest usually have harsher winters than we do here in Atlanta. And of course, that will impact their overall flight operations.
But compared to the same time frame last year, arrivals and departures are down about 5% at Hartsfield-Jackson. McCraney says that's due to the consolidation of routes after the Southwest and AirTran merger, and hub carrier Delta moving to larger aircraft,
which holds more passengers. So you may have fewer flights take off and land in Atlanta, but you've got more passengers on those flights.
Which brings up another way to measure how busy an airport is, total number of passengers. And by that measure, Atlanta is still handily on top with more than 94 million travelers last year. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.